This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get into this quickly. There's a story Ramona Shelburne wrote about Kawhi, and it was really about Russell Westbrook and how he ended up with the Lakers. But she had a story about how when Kawhi was a free agent a few years ago, and everybody was wondering, is he going Lakers, Clippers, Raptors, staying with the Raptors? Russell Westbrook, who was in OKC with Paul George, called Kawhi and said, hey, yo, I'm from L.A., bruh. I'm willing to move on. You know, why don't we try to team up in L.A.? And Kawhi, after that call, is according to her story, he called instead of thinking about it, mulling it over, and maybe, you know, trying to get Westbrook to be his co-star. He called Paul George and said, yo, I'd rather play with you. And that put the wheels in motion for the Paul George trade. And I want to ask you two things, Rob. Number one, did Kawhi do Westbrook dirty? And number two, did he pick the right star? Did he pick the right co-star? He could have co-starred with Westbrook. He chose to co-star with Paul George. Did he make the right move?
I think he made the right move. We saw Paul George this year finally blossom into the guy that we thought he could be when Kawhi got hurt in that Utah series. Most people didn't think they'd get out of that, and they did. He played big. He forced the Suns to a game six. You know, played big in a big closeout game in Phoenix. So I think he made the right decision, and I don't think he did him dirty. I just think
– really?
Yeah, I think he reached out and he wasn't interested. I mean, I don't know. What does he owe him? Does he owe him something?
Yeah, the reason I feel like, you know what now, I mean? Look, like, I don't know.
He reached out and said, "Hey, I want to come play with you. That's nice, but I don't have to pick you or decide like."
Yeah, but I reach out to your teammate and say, "I'd rather play." Now, what she says is, "I'd rather play with you, Rob G." Check that.
Okay,
right?
but I'm just saying.
Hold on, let me finish my point. I'd rather play with you. So part of that conversation was, yo, your boy called me. Because Paul George was all in on OKC. He was like, I'm staying here. I like the fishing. Me and Russ are great. He was down to stay. Part of that conversation seemingly was, yo, your boy called me. And he wants to play with me. So it's almost saying he ready to leave you, Paul. And so I'd rather play with you. So that's where I think, yeah, he's looking out for his best interest. But I think it was almost like, sound like it could have been snitching. your boy wanted to come play with me.
The only way it would be is if you say, like, please don't share this with anybody. Or, you know, like, you have to preface the conversation.
Yeah,
but if you're having a conversation, Chris, I mean, you know, Max Kellerman called me and told me you want to do a show with him or whatever, and I'm just
trying to think of the equivalent. Like, let's say that I called. Let's use that, Max Kellerman,
right?
And was like, "Yo, man, I hear you. You know, you looking for a co-star?
Right.
I'm down. You know, I'm ready to do it." And Max called you and was like, "Yo, Your boy on the Odd Couple just called me and was like, I'm ready to work with you. But I'd rather work with you, Rob. Why don't you come on board with me?" You don't think that? I think that's a little sketchy.
And I would have just said, well, you know, Max, I think we would make a better team because you show up for work and you don't take that much time off.
You got nerve talking. You just coming off a week-long, 2 weeks vacation, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? I just think it's a little sketchy.
Okay.
But I do agree that he picked the right co-star just because Russ is just harder to play with.
He's a great, very good. Right, he's a great player.
And look, maybe they'd have gotten just as far. You know, they could have at least gotten to the second round, you know, with Westbrook. But it's just easier. It's an easier fit, I think, with Paul George than it is with Russ. So, yeah, I do think that's a better tandem than Westbrook and Kawhi would be. And look, Westbrook was with Durant for all those years, eight or nine years, and they never won the championship. Now, they did get far.
They got to the championship, yeah.
Yeah, there's a misnomer. I will say this. There is a misnomer that Russ, you can't win with Russ.
Yeah, I don't feel that way. As time has gone on, I don't think he would be my first choice. That's all to team up with. It's more about that, Chris. It's not. They got to the championship. They won game one against LeBron and them.
He played in four conference finals. Yeah. That's more than he's won more than Steve Nash did.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Something you are watching is the NFL. And, man, we talked about it on Friday, Rob. Carson Wentz,
this guy
cannot stay healthy. And it turns out that his foot injury that he suffered on Thursday toward the end of practice is now in need of surgery. I guess he had surgery today, actually. So they're saying
you can't mess around, right?
Yeah, and they're saying he's out 5 to 12 weeks. And we talked about this, Rob. I said it. This is a guy who it just appears, and I'm not writing his obituary as far as a football player or a starting quarterback. But it just looks like physically he can't stay healthy. And this goes back to college. And whereas in college at North Dakota State, which was FCS, not FBS, Division I AA versus Division I, but they found injuries that they felt dated back to his childhood, his adolescence. All right, a stress fracture. And this foot injury, Rob, they think goes back to when he was a kid.
That's crazy.
It's a screw, you know, a bone came loose. And they think it was related to an old injury that he may have suffered in high school. And he's only played two full seasons in the NFL, and he just can't stay healthy. And now, look, I don't know. They give him the 5 to 12 week timetable. 5 weeks, I'm guessing, Rob, is optimistic. And if you're the coach, you got to be extra careful with him. You certainly don't want to rush him back. You want to try to get him fully healthy and get the most out of him if you can. But this is huge for them. I thought they'd have a good year. I didn't think they were going to win the AFC, but I thought him being with Frank Reich would be a great reunion and that he'll be able to, you know, lead them to a nice season. And he still may, but it looks like he's certainly not going to be there for the start. And just horrible news for the Indianapolis Colts and for Carson Wentz.
Definitely. I mean, it's just there's some guys like that. You get out of a place that things had gone south. You go to be reunited with Frank Reich, where you had a lot of success. You go to a team that has a lot of weapons, that the only thing they really needed was a quarterback because they had an old quarterback last year, Chris. It was like the perfect scenario.
Old man Rivers.
Yeah, you know, old man Rivers is right. And then before you can even get in the game, you get hurt. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Like sometimes you just shake your head for certain people, and then other people play a whole career and never get hurt. I just don't. It's something. It's even when Kawhi got hurt this year, Chris. I remember the play. I get it. People take nasty spills. You know what I mean? And you go, oh, he probably broke something.
Right.
He was just bumped. Like, he was dribbling the ball up court, and he got bumped by a player.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like if you were to look at that and show that and say, do you think a player was injured on that? It would be no.
No
way. And then if you were to show me Giannis's injury, he's done. I mean,
well,
what?
Look, and Rob, I say it, man. You're right. And look, a lot of times some of the worst knee injuries are, they don't look bad. They're non-contact and all that. But some guys, if physically, they're, like I said it last week, I'll say it again. There's a reason that most of us human beings aren't in the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball or boxing or whatever you want to pick a professional sport. And it's not just because we're not good enough at the sport. We're not skilled enough at the sport. A lot of people couldn't, even if they were good enough, Rob, they couldn't get through an 82-game season in the NBA, the wear and the tear. They couldn't get through a 16 or now 17-game NFL season.
And we'll see this year, Chris. You just said it. How many players don't get through a 17-game season this year?
You and I talk about that. It's terrible.
Am I right?
It is terrible, seriously. They are playing a 17th game.
You better hope it's not like guys getting hurt at the end and then can't play in the playoffs, because then that's the worst part.
That's right. And there's enough instances where guys are hurt in the, you know, playoffs, right?
Right.
Now you want to add another game with all the worries about concussions and CTE. You want to add another game? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But they're doing it, and the players agreed to it. And I'm sure, you know, all the fantasy football players just fantasy football people just don't care and want to watch them get out there and play. And so we'll see about that. But here's the interesting thing, Rob. There are a lot of reports out there that are saying Nick Foles is the third string quarterback in Chicago. right? Of course, you got Justin Fields, the draft pick, rookie draft pick. You got Andy Dalton.
Who they claim is going to start. They keep saying it. Where are you on that?
Well, I don't feel like I got to throw my rookie in right away.
Okay.
If he's ready, yes, I'll throw him in. But if he's not, I have no problem going with Dalton. Justin Fields is clearly the quarterback of the future there. But I don't mind sitting him a little bit. Heck, Pat Mahomes sat a whole year. Obviously, you saw what happened. Lamar Jackson sat initially, Rob, then gets put in. And, you know,
Aaron Rodgers sat
with him
for 3 years.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
a different league now, but
yeah,
but I get
yeah.
it.
But there still are a few guys. I mean, granted, most of the guys get going right away, but there still are a few that sit a little bit. So I just think it's competition. And the best man, may the best man win in that regard. But the reports, Rob, our people are saying that Indianapolis should go after Nick Foles. We talked about the reunion of Carson Wentz and Frank Reich. How about the reunion of Carson Wentz and Nick Foles? And then Foles kind of sold himself at a press conference today. Like, yo, come get me. Here he is.
Frank Reich is one of my favorite, if not favorite, coaches of all time. He understands me as a player. He understands me as a person. But, you know, right, I haven't had any talks with him. I don't know. I'm a Chicago Bear right now. He knows me. He understood my mentality as a player. Listen, I'm 32. I feel great. The version of me right now is much better than the version that played in the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that. And I'm confident in that. So put that through your mind.
I bet
First
that's
of all,
the type
Chris,
of stuff
I'm gonna
Russ
say,
said. I think that's the type of stuff Russ was saying to Kawhi.
I'm gonna tell you this, Frank. I'm gonna tell you this. No, it ain't. That Super Bowl he played was his greatest moment, and he played, and Chris made every throw. He got a starting job two places after that Super Bowl. Do you remember? Everybody,
and
oh,
before.
Jacksonville,
and before, Rob.
Right, but Jacksonville. I'm saying afterwards. Oh yeah,
right.
all they need is a quarterback. He lost his job 2 or 3 weeks into that, if you remember that.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Bears, lit up, had a great comeback, come from behind victory. Remember that?
Yep.
And then they couldn't score. He was terrible, Chris.
I agree with you. Nick Foles is a lot like Ryan Fitzpatrick in that when the expectations are low, when I'm coming in to save the day and nobody expects anything, I'm going to be great. But if you expect something, when you put the franchise, the starting lineup on my shoulders and I'm your guy, I don't want that. And Rob, it told me he didn't want it. And obviously his production in various places, you know, you saw St. Louis, you know, after he played well in Philadelphia, right? Goes to St. Louis. Now, granted, he had Jeff Fisher there, so a lot of QBs haven't worked with Jeff.
Right,
but he struggled
there.
We saw
the difference, right. Yeah.
Right. Then he goes to Philadelphia, obviously wins the Super Bowl, and as you said, Jacksonville fails. Chicago fails. And, Rob, it told me about him when, remember, he could have left Philadelphia. Was it Philadelphia? Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. But he chose to stay in Philadelphia and be a backup, at least initially, right?
Right.
He chose to stay there because he probably knew, I don't want that. Right?
We saw it before, Chris. Where was he a starter? Right. We just said it. With St. Louis, right? And what was the other place?
He
was
he started with the Rams.
Right.
You know, he started games here and there. Right, but Rob G, when was it that he had a chance to leave, but he chose to stay with Philadelphia? Because the backup.
He took over for Mike Vick with Chip Kelly. And
right.
And he had the 28-2 touchdown
right.
interceptions. And then he cashed in after that. But it might have been the second
that?
Time
then
around.
Then he lost the job, I think. Yeah, he went to St. Louis,
Kansas
City.
He went to St. Louis, yeah.
St. Louis, right? Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
But there was a point where he chose to stay and be the backup. But here's the bottom line on this. If Indianapolis don't do it, one, we talked about, I think he'll let you down. All right, he'll let you down. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just like Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to let the Washington Redskins down. Defense is great, But Ryan Fitzpatrick has started more than 8 games in a season, 10 seasons. And Rob, only one of those times has he led a team to a winning record. All right, so he'll look great for 3-4 games. And then when you start thinking, look at the Washington football team. That's when he'll come back to earth, or as you say, turn back into a pumpkin.
Right.
But with Nick Foles, if you look, I don't know what their relationship is, Foles and Wentz. I'm sure it's probably friendly, right? Cordial. They were teammates. But if you want to get anything out of Carson Wentz, you cannot bring Nick Foles there, Rob.
I agree. I think if you're going to bring Nick Foles, you might as well just cut Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yep.
Don't even, dude, sorry. It just didn't work out. You got hurt. We can't wait. We're just going to ride with Nick Foles. I'm dead serious. You cannot bring
You're
Nick
right.
Foles.
I don't think that's the right football move, and I think you agree. But, yeah, if you do like Foles and you want him to stay, you're right. There's no way. I mean, this is what this whole move is about, right? A fresh start. He lost his team to Foles in Philadelphia. Rob, they got the Super Bowl. They did the right thing. Philadelphia is not their fault. But, Rob, that had to have a tremendous impact on Wentz's psyche. It just had to.
No, I don't disagree. I'm with you 100%. And that's why bringing him in would not work.
No way. So what I do if I'm them, I try to get Wentz healthy, and I try to ride with him this year. If he's bad or can't get healthy, gets hurt again, whatever it is, I mean, still, Nick Foles not the guy I'm looking at, but I may be looking to move on, but not necessarily with Nick Foles.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob G, run down some of the, you got some of the stuff, run down a few of the big signings.
Well, we had a lot of them.
Even relevant ones, too. Like, I was going to say, maybe right. Just even like the Lakers aren't really big ones, but, you know, those are relevant.
Sure.
Knicks, stuff like that.
So, Chris Paul, 4 years, 120 to stay in Phoenix. Only two of those years fully guaranteed. Lonzo Ball, sign and trade to the Bulls, 4 years, $86 million. Kyle Lowry, sign and trade to Miami, 3 years, just under $90 million. Jimmy Butler, staying with the Heat on a max extension. Mike Conley staying in Utah anywhere between 3 years, 68 and 3 years, 72. Shams and Woj disagree on the number on that one, so I'm sure we'll find out later. Tim Hardaway Jr. staying in staying with the Mavs for $72 million over 4 years. Jared Allen, 4 years, $100 million. Apologies
good for
to him.
Man.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, can you imagine if you're Tim Hardaway Sr.? And, you know, you had a great, really good
he
NBA
was better
career.
Than his son. His son is right. good, but
his son has made
star.
Way yeah, more was... money than he ever made.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
like, that must be like, wait a minute. I played. I put up these numbers or whatever. And look,
he's a borderline Hall of Famer, you know?
Right. But,
he really
but,
is.
But you know
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like, his son just got a $72 million. I know he didn't make that much money.
Yeah, he may not have made that in his career.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah. So and the Lakers,
we got a lot more. Alex Caruso, unfortunately, 4 years, $37 million going to Chicago. The Bulls.
Is it legal to smoke weed in Illinois? Will he be good or not?
We'll find out. I've heard that LeBron James and Clutch Sports are trying to turn it into a felony at this point because they're upset. But we'll find out. Derrick Rose staying in New York, 3 years, $43 million. Evan Fournier going from Boston to New York. 4 years, $78 million, and this one just came down. We don't know the terms of it yet, but P.J. Tucker going to the Miami Heat.
Are you serious?
Yes, wow. sir.
Wow. So that's we'll a see. Big one. That's a big one. Don't you think, Rob?
Yeah, that's
got,
a big
got
loss,
the terms
big
actually just came down. Terms came in. 2 years,
wow.
$15 million player option in year two.
I don't know what Milwaukee could have offered him, but they're going to miss him. He was big. I mean, I don't even think he scored in game seven or, you know.
But he's a big piece for them.
Yeah,
I agree with
defensively.
That.
But here's something you got
to
consider,
I thought
though.
Might actually go to the Nets to play, right. you know, Durant's his buddy. I thought that might be in play.
Should consider this, though, with him getting what looks like part of their mid-level exception. It looks like there will be no DeRozan-Kyle Lowry teaming up.
Yeah, I don't know what DeRozan's becoming the mystery man because it doesn't seem like there's much money out there for him to get.
I was going to say,
that'll help one of the L.A. teams get him.
You don't want to wait around, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, because
right.
once the money's gobbled up, it's not like other free agencies. Like once the money's gone, you're gone. So you need to have a deal in place.
No doubt. Well, that could help the L.A. teams because we know there's been talk about, you know, would he just take the mid-level exception and play for the Lakers or the Clippers? I'm going to say this, and Rob G, you're not going to like it. But if I'm DeMar DeRozan, he's from L.A., he's from Compton, obviously he grew up as a Lakers fan. I mean, just about everybody in L.A. is. But if the money is the same, and I can either go to the Lakers or the Clippers, I think I'm looking at the Clippers right now. Just because my role, his role with the Clippers this year without Kawhi would be huge. Like, he would be their second scorer. Him and Paul George would both get 20-plus a game.
Right.
And, you know, he'd have a chance to lead them into the playoffs and all that stuff. So if he wants a bigger role, I think the Clippers is the place to go. Now, if he's just like, look, I want to get a championship, and heck, he might – I don't know if they try to bring him – I don't know that they bring him off the bench, but certainly a starting lineup of LeBron, Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and DeMar DeRozan, you got no shooting. Your fifth starter could be Steph, and you'd still have no shooting.
Right.
Not enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's going to be interesting. There was talk about Dallas. Has Dallas done anything other than get Tim Hardaway Jr., Rob G?
Reggie Bullock got a 3-year, $30 million deal, and they're bringing back Boban, but we don't know the terms of that one yet.
Yeah. DeMar is an interesting fit. I mean, he's another playmaker, obviously. He's not a shooter, which is something you like with Luka. But Dallas, it doesn't look like they're able to do much. You know, they better just hope that Kristaps Porzingis is, one, physically healthy, and two, has an attitude adjustment. So,
right, well, he has to want to be there, Chris.
Right.
Otherwise, it defeats the purpose of it. And we already know he's really not that happy with where things are going there.
Which, Rob, I'm a little baffled. I mean, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes with those guys, but I think his game is a great fit with Lucas because he's a shooter, and he's a very good shooter. He also can rebound. He can block shots at the rim. I think his only problem is he's not healthy, but apparently he thinks he can do more, and he thinks Lucas cramping his style. But I think he needs to realize, look, man, I'm a good fit with this dude. This dude is something special. We need to make it work. But anyway, let's move on, Rob, to Lonzo Ball. And Lonzo Ball has been signed and traded from New Orleans to the Chicago Bulls. 4 years, $86 million. But what the Pelicans got in return, Thomas Satoransky, from the Czech Republic, Garrett Temple, who's a high character guy, solid player, nothing special, and a second rounder. I mean, that is not much of a haul for the number two pick in the draft just a few years ago. Wasn't like he was the number two pick 10 years ago. And I don't know. I know they got Zach LaVine, and do they look at Lonzo as a nice match, a fit with Zach? But I'm not sure what they're doing up there in Chicago. But what are your thoughts on Lonzo, Rob? This is a guy that Magic Johnson said was, you know, gonna be him, gonna break all his records and all of that. And now a few years later, he's on his third team. He gets traded for a bag of basketballs. And, you know, he got his money, good for him. But where are you at on Ball at this point?
Yeah, I think you have to be honest. Magic, of course, it was a lot of hyperbole, Chris, over the top.
Shocking for Magic.
Yeah, right, Magic, right, over the top. I don't even know how you did a show with him. I'm just saying. But my point is, you know, the way he was saying, and I thought the Lakers got painted into a corner to take him, Chris. His dad was talking so much stuff. And if the Lakers didn't take him and he turned out to be a star, it would be hard for Magic to recover because he played at UCLA in your backyard,
right,
Chris. You had every opportunity. It's not like he was playing across the country. You didn't really get to see him in person a lot. And, you know, and you could say, well, he looked better on tape. You know what I mean? Like Magic could have watched this guy every night he played, all right? And if it would have panned, and if it didn't, if they didn't take him and he wound up being a star, it would be bad for Magic.
Right.
So he takes him, he talks him up as much as he could. He was awful, and I'm going to say that, just bad looking shot, very passive Chris's first year, like nothing what people expected. And he did.
And really couldn't shoot. That was
right.
The main.
And I'll give him credit. He went to New Orleans. He worked on his game. He got better. He's not the number two pick. If you were to redo that draft, I'm not sure he's in the top 10 or 12. I'm not. He's
probably in the top 10 or 12, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But you know what I mean, the lower end of that. But he has improved himself. He's, like Chris said, he's going to be a decent player for a long time. That's not an issue. But he's never going to be the star. And, going to Chicago now with that team and where they're going, that's like NBA Siberia. I hate to say it.
What are they doing? The radar. Yeah, they're entirely off the radar.
What are they doing?
Yep.
I have no idea how that team fits in, Chris. What play they're making? Who's leading what? What are they running? And if you can't stick around as a point guard who can pass the ball to Zion Williamson in that situation down in New Orleans, where, right, you already got enough shooters and people making points. All you need to do is knock down some threes when they leave you wide open and be the distributor. It was a perfect scenario for him, and they couldn't wait to get him out of town. That says something to me.
Yeah, and Eddie House put it well. They've made a lot of head-scratching moves down there in New Orleans, all right? They hire Stan Van Gundy and fire him after one year.
And we knew that. The first guess.
Right.
Come
on. And Stan, look, he did a good job in Miami, even though they replaced him and, Pat Riley ends up winning that championship. He did a good job in Orlando with Dwight Howard. But Detroit, he was a mess.
A mess.
Then, obviously, it didn't work out in New Orleans. But Rob, you talk about an insult. He took the ball out of Lonzo Ball's hands and put it in the hands of Zion Williamson, who, yes, he's looks like he's going to be a great player. But, my goodness. And I know Lonzo became a better shooter. And so it was, he could play in that type of system. But it was strange, and that had to bother Lonzo. But that told you, Rob, they didn't think much of him, right? And then, Rob G, get on here. The story came out that David Griffin, in interviewing new coaches or prospective coaches, he ended up hiring Willie Green.
Right.
But one of the – he talked to Jacques Vaughn, who's a Nets assistant, about him coaching him. And Jacques Vaughn pulled himself out of it because Griffin wanted say on the lineups. And one of the things that the reports say, Griffin wanted to start. Who are the two guards? Nickel Alexander
Walker and Kira Lewis.
Wow.
Have you ever even heard? I've heard of them because we follow the sport, right?
Right, but right.
Think about that. Where's Lonzo? You wanted to start these two dudes over Lonzo. So there's either ineptitude in that front office.
Or it says
or
something Lonzo's about Lonzo.
Just not right. Just not what they thought. Now, Rob, his numbers last year, you could do much worse. 14.5 points a game, almost 6 assists, 5.7 assists, and 4.8 rebounds. So basically 15, 6, and 5. He shot 38% from 3. You could do a lot worse than that. But – I think the dude's a good player. He doesn't look like he's going to be a star. His brother, obviously, is going to be a star more, LaMelo.
But you said this, and you say, not a bad, but he was the second overall pick. There was more expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Than what
you
just said.
But we've seen worse than this. You know what I'm saying? We've seen
I'm
first
not saying
and second
he's a,
round picks.
He's a bust. We're not saying he's a total bust. But he ain't as advertised as Magic put out there.
No, and here's Rob. This is the ironic thing. I think that the hype surrounding him, let's face it, was created by his dad. And a lot of people might look at that and say his dad really screwed him up because he overhyped him. He's better than Steph Curry, all this and that. The shoes, big baller brand, all that madness.
All those blisters on his feet from those shoes.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, Rob, I think the hype from his dad was a double-edged sword. In that, on the one hand, it helped him because if we had never heard of LeVar Ball and he was just your typical dad, behind the scenes, nobody really knows him, he's quiet, whatever, he would not have gotten drafted second, right? I mean, he would have, who knows where he would have got it drafted. But the Lakers probably would have taken a De'Aaron Fox or maybe somebody else. So it helped him get drafted second. As you said, there was such momentum
yes.
about this kid that, you know, they almost had to take him with the Lakers. So it helped him in that regard, but it hurt him immediately, Rob. And you and I were at the first game when Patrick Beverley's like, yo, I'm picking dude up 94 feet because of his dad, right? And then when he's not as good as we think, you know, all of it just makes it look even worse because your dad's hyped you up so much. So now, like I said, 15, 6, and 5 doesn't look that good because your dad was telling us you're better than Steph Curry and all of this stuff. And so I think the hype helped him and hurt him. And like I said, I like him. I think he's a good player. He may probably never make an all-star team. Certainly not. Doesn't look like a multiple-time all-star. And it's going to be interesting, Rob. This is a – I don't know if I'll say – would you say fall from grace? That's probably too strong.
Nah, I don't think so,
Chris. He did get a 20-something million dollar contract a year,
nah,
you know?
But Chicago is the problem. Do you see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, they're –
like
yeah,
there's
they're
no – and no man's land, Chris. What are they? Are right. they trying to compete for a championship or are they trying to get a lottery pick? I don't – they're in the middle. They're not one of the two. They're in the middle right. somewhere.
I think they're hoping to make a playoff run this year, you know, in the East. But you're right. I mean, even if they sneak into the playoffs, this group is not going anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why I look at Lonzo and where he is and say, wow, like, am I wrong? Is it three teams in 4 years?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Right, he's three about to start his fifth yeah. year. Right. Right?
Yep. Well, three teams. So it'll be three teams in 5 years.
Right. Next year, next season. 3 years. He's been three teams in 5 years. He's the number two pick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's look, at least he's improved his shot, and that'll help him. Like I said, he'll stay in the league. He plays good defense, Rob. You know what? He's not as good, I don't think, but there's some similarities. Obviously, not as big. There's some similarities to Ben Simmons. Big time hype. Now Simmons has obviously had more success.
Right.
But maybe he's on the downfall. You know, we'll see. At least Lonzo had the work ethic and the mental strength to improve his shot.
I'll give him that, Chris. I will give him that.
And Rob, check this out. His first year, 45% free throw shooter. Second year, 42% free throw shooter. This year, he was 78%.
Right. That's
improved. So he has improved, yes. But
and we talked about that early on. Like, to be a guard who handles the ball, Chris, you got to make free throws.
I mean, absolutely.
Right? You have to.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here. And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.